good one.
That was across my
heart. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. And there's another one over there to the right too. That was awesome. Right through the Southern Cross.
Yep, that's pretty much how we do stargazing in Australia. Some locals there in Kiama, New South Wales, reacting to the 2015 Geminid meteor shower. Now, this spectacular annual event is upon us again tonight. And for more, I'm joined by Swinburne astronomer Professor Alan Duffy, lead scientist of the Royal Institution of Australia. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks for having me, PK.
So this is a pre-Christmas treat every December. What actually happens and causes it?
Okay, so this time every year we get to enjoy a meteor shower. So this is, you know, shooting stars in the night sky from the Geminids meteor shower, which is essentially bits of rubble, bits of sort of grains of sand-sized particles that have fallen off an asteroid that leaves this debris trail, this part of the solar system. So every year, our Earth comes crashing through it and hits these little particles at great speed. They burn up in our atmosphere, and that's what gives these beautiful shooting stars.
When and where are the best places to see it around Australia? And do you need, like, special gear to enjoy it?
Yeah, this is one of these celestial sites that the naked eye really is the best bit of equipment. So you want to get somewhere that's dark, so you're not, you know, competing with streetlights. You also want to look towards the north, and I'm afraid you also want to pack some coffee because this is a late one. The meteor shower will be visible from around midnight. However, the best time will be after the quarter moon has set. So I'm afraid that's going to push it into the wee hours of Saturday morning, so about 2 a.m. But if you can, you know, stay up for that sort of late times, you can enjoy a shooting star as often as every minute, especially the further north you are in Australia, the more shooting stars you'll see.
Right, I'll just make sure I have a nana nap that day or something. There's another event happening next week, which isn't so easy to see. Mm-hmm. Apart from having a very catchy name of Comet 46P, why is it so significant?
Yeah, so this is the Christmas comet. It's a beautiful green-like tinge, very Christmassy. And this is a very challenging observation, unfortunately. It could just be visible with the naked eye if you know exactly where to look. But it's much more likely that if you get a pair of binoculars and your favorite star tracking app on your phone to try to guide you, you will hopefully be able to see this comet. And why this is a special comet is it's actually very frequently visible for us. So essentially every 5 years, it makes an orbit of the sun, which is very rapid. The Halley's Comet takes nearly a century, the more famous comet. So that allows us many chances to see it in a lifetime. This is its closest approach until, I think, 2038, give or take. So it's just a mere 11 million kilometers away, meaning it, by comet standards, that's pretty close. So you should be able to see it with binoculars very clearly and hopefully catch that green tinge. For the rest of us, if you don't have a pair of binoculars, head on to Instagram. Dylan O'Donnell, at one of the local observatories, has taken some spectacular images. Wow. It really does look very Christmassy.
You have just made space. You've made astronomy. You've made it just sing. I love the way you do that. Thanks for coming on RN Drive. Please come again next year. Thank you so much for being part of the last show of the year.
Ah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, PK. Have a great season yourself.
You too. That's Swinburne astronomer Professor Alan Duffy, lead scientist of the Royal Institution of Australia. Lots of stuff to look at in the sky, which is good. You can look up. It's always good to look up. Best piece of advice I've ever been given. Just to look up occasionally. Just look at stuff.